This is... Operation This Will Most Likely End Badly is a go. A Stargate Atlantis Teen Titans crossover oral notfic. By Rena Jenkins.
And Opal Song.
This story is rated R for, well, a lot of the things that you'd find on Stargate Atlantis, and also soul bonding, and also some slightly dubious consent about binding each other's lives to each other, and feeding, and... I forget what else is in here, but it's really good, guys. It's really, really, really good. Also, the title quote is from the episode No Man's Land, and it's John Shepard talking to Michael Kenmore, a.k.a. The Wraith, and it's very thematically appropriate to Khan's situation here. The pairing is Tim Khan, because Tim Khan.
Okay, yeah. Tell me more about Tim Khan.
Okay. Do you know Stargate Atlantis?
I do. Well, I do via fic. I do not via actually.
Okay, that's
the
enough.
Show.
That's fine enough. But a Teen Titans SGAAU, where Khan is an ancient wraith, ancient/wraith clone that they find in a tomb in the middle of exploring the city.
Ooh.
Yes, at first they think he's only an ancient clone, and he was like, we were growing more soldiers in our battle against the Wraith, and then eventually it comes out that he's got Wraith DNA that the ancients added into him to make him fight the Wraith better, and then he has angst, because he's not just a freaky alien clone, he's also a freaky alien clone that has human flesh desires.
Okay.
And the rest of the Teen Titans are, you know, as Stargate Atlantis people.
Yeah. Ooh. That's good.
Yeah. Yes!
So, I have two thoughts about that.
Okay.
One is slightly sad, because it means that he can't be the love child of Lex and Clark anymore. But that's okay. That has been sacrificed.
Unless we do something like, there was an episode of Stargate Atlantis very early on where there was a whole time travel thing, where the first group of people who went to Atlantis all died because the ancients forgot to leave the city on standby mode. So then Elizabeth gets in a time travel gate ship and goes back in time 10,000 years and turns the city on standby mode so that the next time the future happens, they can all survive. So maybe there's some time travel involved.
I don't know. In any case, that was just me mourning the loss of Lex and Clark having a love child, which is my favorite thing about Superboy. But also, the other part of me was still thinking about cannibalism.
God. No!
So, you know, you could take that in a really dark place if you wanted to, with Khan and his flesh desires and how he needs to also feed on, like, so he can eat people food because he's mostly ancient,
right?
So he mostly just eats people food and that's fine, but every so often the need builds up in him. And at first he just ignores it and ignores it and ignores it and just is like, no, this is not who I am. I am a person. I am an ancient. Like, all of that sort of thing. And then he kind of goes out of control when they're on, like, a mission somewhere and eats, like, one of the locals. Like, full soul-sucking, like, eats a local. And it's, like, a local bad guy. So no, like, actual problems, right?
Oh, God, and then he freaks out and blames it on a wraith. Because he doesn't want to admit that he did
exactly,
it.
Exactly. So, but the problem is that, like, then he's good for a long time. And he's like, okay, this is a freaky thing that happened. It'll never happen again. I won't let it happen again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it starts to build again. And, I mean, it holds for quite a while. Like, he thinks, okay, it was just this weird thing. I reacted to being on this planet, like...
And I don't know my own biological makeup. Nobody on this mission actually really knows a lot about the ancients. We only have, like, they only have pieces that were left behind in this city. So maybe it's a ancient thing. He doesn't know that he has Wraith DNA yet.
Or whatever. Anyway, so he's like, okay, whatever, this is fine, it'll never happen again. But then he starts getting these twingy cravings for souls again. Twingy cravings and whatever. And he's like, oh shit. And maybe he lets it build like another time or two or something. Just because he doesn't believe it. Or doesn't want to believe it. And in the meantime, he finds out that he has Wraith's DNA. So now he understands what's going on. And they ask him, like, so have you been, you know, what, like, have you been having any symptoms of Wraith? And he's like, no! Oh my god, no! And he doesn't admit it. And then, but after it happens, like, a second or third time, and he's managed to only, like, eat bad guys, and there have always
and
been Wraith.
Off-world. And that's and, always yeah, been off-world.
Always off-world, and always bad guys off-world. But the last time it got really, really close to, A, somebody catching him, and B, him eating a civilian, like, just a regular innocent person. It got really close, mm-hmm. And so he's like, and it was the third time it happened, so it's obviously not going away. And he knows kind of how long it's going to be, and he's like, oh, shit.
And he kind of justified the last couple, because he's like, I'm a soldier, I'm taking out enemy combatants, and it's justifiable sacrifice. Something like
yeah.
That.
Yeah, but this last time, like, he was this close to munching on just, like, a random, like, the person he was supposed to be saving from this Wraith, or this soldier, or whatever, right? And instead he ate the other person, and the like, probably woman, whatever, was knocked out, right?
Okay.
Whoever he was rescuing was
It was adrenaline.
Exactly. In any case, so, like, and when they come to, he's like, oh, yes, a Wraith killed this person, and then I drove off the Wraith. Woo. You know? But now he knows that there's, like, he needs to deal with this. Because it's not going away. And while he could just continue eating people off-world...
Eventually, Tim's gonna catch on. He's kind of not that unobservant.
Well, and, like, Khan does not want to eat people. He doesn't want to be out of control. And he doesn't want this to get worse, right? So he goes to the science division, where he meets up with Tim, who is technically a scientist.
Okay, I like that. Computery?
Yeah.
The ancient city, the ancient database is always something that gets referenced in fic.
Yeah.
We don't know what the database is, it's just the ancient database.
Yeah. Yes. In any case, Tim is something sciencey, because he's really smart. He's probably also military, but science is his thing. And
okay, I like that.
And so Khan goes to him and is like, look. Like, and is like, dude, you have to come with me, like, to this tiny island in the middle of the ocean, like, where nobody can see us and hear us and everything. And Khan is like, okay. Like, we're kind of friends, kind of, in that I see you in the lab every so often.
So why does he go to Tim in the first place? They're not on the same team, right? They're not on an away team together.
Yeah. Maybe they have been on an away team together. Like, they know each other in passing.
Okay.
But they're not, like... And I feel like at some point, Tim, it like, makes some comment or something. Tim is the scientist that he knows the best, which means he knows him at all.
Okay. I like that. So Khan also, I feel like Khan would be very, he'd have, like, that extra step of distance. Like, there's already a distance between the military personnel and the science personnel, but, like, then there's also that distance between the military personnel and the alien, attachés, like Ronan and Taylor.
Right, yeah.
But then, there are, like, there's a distance between everybody and Khan, because there are the people who are Pegasus natives and think, like, oh, he's part ancient, we must revere him. And then there are the people who are like, oh, he's an experiment, he's not even a real person. So Khan has a hard time making friends.
And I feel like Tim just treats him like he treats everybody else. Like, Tim treats him like a person, but not a particularly special person.
Right, just
like some guy. So, and all the other scientists are like, ooh, experiment, we must, blah, 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 you know, experiment, yeah. experiment, and Tim's like...
I'm the anthropology department, let me ask you 500 questions about ancient morals and culture. Khan doesn't exactly. know these things because he wasn't awake then, he was in a tube.
Yes. And Tim is just like, you're a dude, you're a military dude, but whatever, right? Right. Tim is kind of half military anyway, so... So Khan knows him, kind of, and knows that Tim treats him the best out of everybody on the base so far. Or at least out of the scientists. He treats him the best.
So right. he doesn't like, get the feeling that Tim wants to cut him open and look at his insides any more than Tim wants to cut open and look at the insides of everybody else on the base, too.
Yeah, which Tim kind of wants to look and cut open everyone and look at their insides, but there's nothing yes. special about that, you know, with Khan. So he's like, okay, you're sort of the best of the science people that I can pick out. So we're gonna take you to like a tiny island or whatever. And Tim is also the person that he can get to the tiny island in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
So that nobody on Atlantis can know.
Yes.
And then...
No one's going to be suspicious if Tim goes missing for a couple hours.
Yes. And Khan kind of breaks down and explains. I feel like Tim was one of the people who helped with the whole, like, Wraith.
Luther like, DNA? Well, what? Tim is the person... in the comics, Tim is the person who... originally reveals to Khan, originally finds out to Khan that the second DNA donor is Luther, not anonymous Cadmus scientist.
Okay, so in this
so
one...
So they have a big bonding moment, and it's great.
Okay, so in this one, Tim is the one who originally discovered that Khan has Wraith DNA.
Yes! Yes, I like that.
But that was a couple of... Like, that was, like, a month or two or whatever ago, couple months
ago. So that's
ago.
Why that's why he goes to Tim, then. Because Tim was on that team, and Tim right. didn't automatically jump to... Okay.
Yes, and exactly. Tim didn't automatically jump to, like, most of the military personnel. Oh, you're half-Wraith. But he
you're
also
the enemy
didn't,
now.
Yeah, exactly. You're the enemy. And he didn't jump to what the scientists did. Oh, you're half-Wraith. You're an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
He's just...
Oh, you're half-Wraith, whatever. You're still in the way between me and my dessert.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So, they go to this small island, and Khan is like, you can't tell anyone, but... Explanation about eating people.
I feel like Tim ultimately... See, in my head, it's going to a... Tim helps him sublimate these needs for flesh into a different desire for human flesh, a.k.a... Now Khan is a succubus.
Yeah, and
Which is not the same thing.
I wasn't quite going the succubus route. I was still going the slightly, like I was going the like I don't know whether this happens in Stargate Atlantis at all. Like, I have no idea whether this works with the actual quote-unquote science
probably.
Or world-building or
a
whatever.
A lot of that science is not real science. It probably works. Okay, at one point, John turns into a bug.
Yes. Okay, so here's my plan for where this is going.
Okay.
Where this is going is, if a Wraith feeds off a human, if they feed off them all at once, death. Right? Mm-hmm. But if they do it a little bit at a time, the human can, like, regenerate or whatever. Like, and I don't know whether that works.
The canon for that is you get slowly older, but the Wraith can give it back to you. And that's how you get Wraith worshippers in SGA. The Wraith eats you, and you get a little bit older, and then it gives it back to you, and it's like a high. It's a crazy high. And then people are like, you get like a little bit of a kick. And they never say if it actually hurts the Wraith to give it back. So, are we going to have Khan and Tim as, like, Tim's his blood bag? Tim's
yeah.
his donor?
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I was going for that. Yeah. Yeah, I was going for, like, because Khan only fed, like, a little bit, like, Tim is like, okay, like, we can figure this out, and it takes them a little bit to figure it out, but, you know, eventually they go into this, like, Khan comes and feeds, like, once a week or once a day on Tim. And it's just like just a little bit, but that little bit, you know, means that he doesn't ever get the overwhelming desires. Maybe he just like every time he gets a little bit hungry for souls, he goes and is like, "Hey, Tim, do you wanna?" And like everybody else thinks they're like making out.
And yes, everyone thinks they're making out in the closet, and it's a totally platonic thing until eventually it does turn into making out. Okay, I like that a lot. But I can also see Tim being very like, sorry, I just cut you off. But
do it
with SGA canon. Like as you get eaten, you age.
Okay.
So like there was this one episode where John got locked in a cell with a wraith and the wraith ate him and you see John physically aging like 40 years. And then the wraith gives it back and it's like a whole big torture scene. It's not great because the Janai are assholes. But I can see Tim being very meticulous about how much Khan's allowed to take that he can hide the aging. Like, you took 4 days. That's acceptable. If you take more than 6 months, it'll be noticeable. You know?
Right, and I mean,
Khan having, like, well, I'm hungry, and Tim being like, nope, you have a schedule. You get this many days.
Well, and,
and being like, very, when, like, meticulous well, about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And when Khan, like, here's the thing. When Khan is not hungry, like when he thinks about it, I think, like, he doesn't want to do anything that'll jeopardize this. And he also doesn't want to kill Tim. Like, or even age him a lot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe the fact that he's got the ancient DNA and he's also surviving on human food offsets that a little bit.
Yeah,
so
I feel...
So maybe he can give more back to Tim so that he doesn't age him. But, like,
yeah.
I can see Tim being very meticulous about how much will be noticed before somebody else, blah, 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 how much can be hidden behind the stressors of living in a military zone, how much can be hidden behind, like, how much is going to be noticed in our next physical when we get back.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that Khan totally didn't even think about in the first place.
Yeah. And I feel like, most of the time... Okay, so... My headcanon for this is because Khan is a Wraith Ancient mix, which has never been done before, maybe when he eats Tim, he doesn't necessarily age him. Normally, when he eats him.
Okay.
Because he's only taking a little bit, like, we're talking, like, because he mostly subsists on regular people food.
Okay.
Like, that's where, like, 95% of his nutrition comes from. So he only takes, a couple hours at a time from Tim when he feeds. Also probably not the most efficient at feeding. Because, again, ancient, you know, DNA mixed in there, right?
Right.
He becomes better when they kiss. When they make out. He feeds better with his mouth and not his hand. We could take this a step further and say he feeds the best with his penis, but, you know.
I've seen some interesting vampire AUs where it's like semen is blood.
They have
the same nutritional equivalent. We could go there.
No.
Just a lot of Khan going down on Tim in a closet someplace in Atlantis.
Oh, gosh. I have a Dragon Age fic about that. We'll get into that later.
But eventually someone else is going to notice, like, everybody in Atlantis thinks, oh, they're making out in closets, but somebody's going to notice that's not it yet.
Well, okay, so here's the other thing that I figure. I figure there's an away mission, right?
Mm-hmm.
A really, like, long away mission, and maybe...
This is gonna be
good. Okay, so, away mission. But Tim's been, like, super busy for the last while, and probably a little bit sick, like, under the weather, and just, like, super stressed and super busy. So he doesn't really have any energy to give Khan for a little while. And then Khan's been super busy with, like, away mission after away mission after away mission. So Khan is getting hungry. Like, really hungry. And then they go on this away mission together. But there's people all around all the time. So, like, they can't get away to feed. And Khan has gotten... pretty into this whole feeding thing too. Like, it probably gives him like a little bit of a like caffeine boost or whatever type deal. Like, he doesn't get like high off of it or any. Oh no, never mind. It gives him a boner. That's what it does for him.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
like, and that's what he gets from it. Like, it's nothing more than like he kind of gets off on it. Which he doesn't tell Khan. Oh my god, why would you even say that?
So this is strictly platonic.
Exactly. There's no feelings this is science. Involved.
There's science. No feelings in science.
We've been over how much we like it when boys pretend they don't have feelings. In any case, so they're on this long away mission and something happens. They get trapped in a cave. I don't know. It's been like...
They get trapped in a cave by an ancient device. The ancients are full of this. They leave booby-trapped caves. Like, it's ridiculous. It's happened in, like, 4 different SGA episodes. They just left a random ancient DNA scanning device in a cave.
Which, of course...
And then somebody gets trapped. And it's usually John Shepard.
Okay. Which is a DNA scanning device, which Tim cannot pass up, obviously.
Right? And the thing is, he thinks Khan can pick it up because he's mostly ancient. But the other thing with the ancient devices, but the thing with the ancient devices is when they come across Wraith, they fuck up. Because a lot of the canonical thing is that the ancients use this DNA coding to keep the Wraith from getting their stuff.
Oh.
And Khan's got enough DNA of Wraith in him that they get trapped.
Yeah, but, like, the device has no idea what the fuck is going on. Like, I feel like it works, but it also traps them. Like, it's just like, I don't know what's going on, everything! In any case, so they are trapped in a cave together. And they're finally alone, right? So, Tim is like, okay, you know, we have to figure out a way out of here. And Khan is so... hungry. It's been like 2 months and he hasn't fed. Like, and he's used to like small little bits. Like, he's not used to being hungry anymore, right? Like, he used to like go like 2 or 3 months without feeding like on anybody. And he would
get his resistance is down.
Yeah, his resistance is down because now, you know, he's been feeding a little bit like every week, every couple days on Tim, and now his food is right here and looking very tantalizing because he had to take his shirt off because he was bleeding or something. I don't know. And he's just so hungry that when Tim is finally like, okay, fine, you can feed on me, he just takes. And almost kills Tim. Like, doesn't, but like...
It's a lot closer than they've ever come, even the first times when he didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
Well, even way closer, because then he was in control, like, he wasn't really hungry when they were first doing it, like, because Tim made sure to get on that right away. Like...
It was because he went through mysterious alien clone puberty, right?
What?
Like, he was finally, like, the reason it didn't kick in right away, like, going back to the very beginning.
Okay,
the reason
yeah.
he didn't have, is because he finally hit puberty.
Sure. We can go with that.
I just have a lot of feelings about Khan waking up and, like, not having been quite done yet to the point where...
Oh, yes.
Yes. He wasn't done yet.
Yeah. In any case, so he feeds and feeds and feeds, and it is the best feeling in the world. Because he also hasn't basically glutted himself since those first couple of times, right? Like, he's been subsisting basically on, like, ration bars. Like, yes. I get a little bit every day. Which is
and
fine.
And now it's Thanksgiving
You can
dinner.
Totally do that. But this is like, oh my gosh, I have a whole buffet. So he just can't stop. Until finally, you know, Tim manages to wrench himself away. Or something. Or Khan realizes what he's done.
Either way, their trust is broken.
Well, so here's the thing. I wasn't going, trust is broken. I was going... Like, Tim knew this was a bit of a precarious situation, because he knew how hungry Khan had been, and Khan knew. So, like, I mean, there is a bit of a trust is broken thing, but I don't like breaking trust. I was going more of the, so, Khan never gives anything back to Tim, ever. Because it's just like a one-way, I'm going to feed from you thing. And they figured that...
Now we both think that the other one doesn't trust each other and we have miscommunication and everyone is sad until we actually learn to use our words.
God, no. Just use your fucking words, people.
We're trapped in a cave, we have to use our words. Okay, go.
Like, I also feel like Tim is too logical for that. Like, at this point, he's like, what happened? Like, I'm dying.
Okay.
Wheezing.
Why?
I'm like, okay. 80. Why? And Khan, like, he's like, oh god, what have I done? Maybe Khan angsts a little bit, and Tim is like, dude, calm down. Tell me what happened, why, whatever, and we're gonna fix this. Right?
Okay.
Because Tim is a scientist. He's very smart. He's very logical.
Yes. Okay, tell me more about.
So he's like, okay. Like, and Khan is like, oh god, I have nearly killed the one person. And Tim is like, dude, you can fucking fix this. If you're anything like a race, Wraith, you can fix it. Right? This is not the end of the world. Like, I'm not dead yet. I may be like 70 or 80 or whatever, but I'm not actually dead. You stopped before you killed me. Okay? Just, like, move the fucking rocks while you're all, like, strong and shit.
Okay. So he does. He
like,
and then...
Yeah, so he clears it. Like, he clears the cave or whatever while he's, like, super strong after having eaten and whatever, right? And then he's like, okay, I'm gonna give it back. I'm just gonna, like, give it back. Tim has been coming up with plans to, like, somehow get a Wraith that has just fed and force it to give him somebody else's life.
Okay. I can see that. I can that see Khan being very like, well, the Wraith has all this enzyme and I can totally... Okay.
Well, that's what Tim's thinking. He's like, okay, this is what we can do. We just need to find a Wraith. There's gotta be someone around here somewhere because we were running from them when we found this cave or whatever. Blah, 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 blah. And Khan's like, I'll just give it back to you, dude. Like, and Tim's like, well, we don't know that you can do that. And Khan's like, I will give it back to you. Like, this is not mine. Let me deal with my angst. Right? So then he gives it back to him. And then Tim is so fucking high.
And he's all... Oh,
he is
poor Tim's boner.
And I feel like Tim possibly comes in his pants when this happens. Like, he almost did when Khan just kept feeding on him and kept feeding on him and kept feeding on him. But he was also dying. So, not
right.
so much.
So it was easy to ignore that.
Exactly. But now, yeah, there's... I really like the whole, you know, that trope of, you know, I'm so... whatever, into whatever you're doing that I can't help myself.
Yes!
So yeah.
And now Khan's, like, not distracted by accidentally almost killing him, that he kind of notices.
Yes, he kind of notices, and also because now what are they gonna do? Because now Tim looks normal, and Khan is fine. Like, he still has the like, he feels weird after having given it back, and it took, a lot of work and whatever. And he feels ravenous, but in the human way.
Right. I could murder a thing of pudding, as opposed to I could murder a person.
Exactly. Exactly. And Khan's not quite sure if he would want to do this again, because it's weird. And he feels kind of weird. And also, Tim is really, really high. And Khan, like, Tim is out of his mind right now. And... Khan is not.
And the rest of the away team is looking for them.
I know, and
it's
Khan
been like hours.
I know, and Khan is like, but I am not the smartest tool in the shed, and I don't know how to explain this. Like, how do
it's
I
so
explain? How
words.
Do I explain that like Tim is super high, and it looks like he's been fed on by a Wraith, only anti-fed on or whatever, and there's no Wraith in the cave. So
it's the ancient device.
So
yeah.
He panics a little, and Tim thinks it is the best thing in the world, because I think maybe the away team is getting pretty close at this point. And
okay.
Tim thinks that the best way, the absolute best way to get away with this, is to be having sex.
So when they get there, this is the thing we're hiding instead of the wraith feeding.
Right. Right. And Tim is super high and thinks super high and super horny and thinks this is the epitome of best ideas.
Oh god. And then they get back to Atlantis and somebody is like, "Hell yeah, I won the pool, $50 for me and a thing of chocolate."
Well, and because here's the thing. Khan is not sure about this whole having sex with Tim when he's super high thing.
Okay.
Because he has gotten, like, one of the girls has lectured him on consent. Not that he was the kind of guy that wouldn't, you know, consent, but he got the whole puberty talk. But it was
part of his part of his introduction to the cultural values of the people who just woke you up.
Exactly. And he got a very strongly worded thing about consent, and in that, it was like, if people are, you know, not in their right minds, they can't consent. And Tim is not in his right mind, and he's not in his right mind because of something Khan had done. So he can't consent. But he's being very insistent. "Tim, those are my pants!" Like, you know?
But they'd look so much better over here on the floor in this cave.
Exactly. Exactly. So Khan just kind of doesn't resist too much. Like, he makes no active movements, but just kind of, like, lets Tim do what he wants at this point. Because Tim is very insistent that this is the best way to throw the away team off of what they're doing.
Like, no one will think to look for signs of wraith feeding if you have come on your pants.
Exactly. That is Tim's lot. Brilliant logic, and Khan is like, "This is kind of true, I can see where you're coming from, but you're also really high, and I don't, like, consent, and, like, so I am just gonna kind of lay here and let you do whatever you want, and, like, when the away team comes, like, put my hands kind of, sort of, on you, maybe." Mm. So the away team has no idea what happened. Also, everyone on Atlantis thinks that they, like, that the Tim and Khan makeouts are, like, the worst kept secret ever. Even though this is the first time anything has ever happened.
And the high endorphin levels in Tim's body afterwards are explained by the fact that the away team interrupted them. They're supposed to be post-mission physicals.
Right, and I think maybe actually at the post-mission physical, somebody on the medical team finds out actually what happened. Like, whoever their doctor is.
Because there's reasons I'm in Tim.
Yeah, pulls Tim aside and is like, "Look, what actually went down?" Like, and this is like, so that doesn't happen right away. So whoever the doctor... Do they have a Teen Titans medic?
I don't know. Let's Google this. Who is the... Maybe Starfire? No, she's an alien. She doesn't know human physiology. Titans medic. We shall find out.
In any case.
Somebody.
Okay. So, whoever their medic is, notes that Tim has wraith enzyme in him and is also super high. Because he still hasn't come down from it, right?
Yeah.
And Tim insists that he does not want to stay in the infirmary and gets really kind of rowdy about it. And so Khan walks him to his room and is like, "No, like, look, I'm really, really sorry. And if you still think having sex with me is a good idea, like, when you come down from this, we should talk. But until then, you should go to sleep. Like, please, go to sleep." So Tim does, he comes down, and then I feel like he and Khan have a conversation, not about the sex. Tim refuses to talk about the sex. But they have a conversation about the feeding and whatever, like, that whole thing. And Tim kind of is like, oh god, I never want to do that again. That was the most embarrassing thing in the entire world.
In the SGA episode where John Shepherd gets repeatedly eaten and then re-vamped by that wraith, he ends up, we're not sure if it's like a psycho, like, emotional connection, or if it's just that John is like, the enemy of my enemy is my friend and we both want to get out of here, but they end up in like this, this is the closest friendship John has ever had with a wraith kind of moment, and a lot of fanon is that there is like a, because wraith are slightly telepathic, because they can make you see things that aren't there, so there is this fanon that being fed on repeatedly boosts that sort of mental connection between wraith and wraith worshipper, or wraith and wraith Phoebe. So can we have that in there?
Okay, so Tim has a couple reasons why he doesn't want to be, not that he doesn't want to be fed on normally, because he's not an asshole, right? Like, he's not going to leave Khan high and dry.
Right. Not if he can do something to help.
But he doesn't want, but he doesn't want to go the, sort of the whole distance. He doesn't want to go all the way. Or whatever. Again, for a couple reasons. And one is because Tim is enough of a control freak that being that high, like, that kind of freaked him out.
Yes! It's more than, like, crossing boundaries. It's the fact that it's not, like, the emotional intimacy. It's the losing control part that freaks him out the most.
Yes, that freaks him out. And also, because being fed on and then getting it back is addictive.
Yes, like, yes it is. Like 500%.
Yeah, Tim is also like, this is not okay, because I don't want to be addicted, and, like, because he'd been keeping careful tabs on himself about the whole feeding, like, Khan feeding from him thing. And he was actually kind of happy that they had it, like, 2 months where they didn't, you know, as much as it sucked. And weren't the best, but he would love to try it again under controlled circumstances in that. No, just to.
There's no short. The one thing you won't find here are controlled circumstances.
Yeah. But, you know, in his hopes and dreams, he would like to do that to see, just to be sure that he's not becoming addicted to Khan feeding on him.
Okay.
Which he's not at this point. Because
he keeps
being
trying to push
fed
Khan's
on
limits.
Is not. Like, that's not addictive. Being fed on is not addictive. It's the getting it back that's the addictive part.
Yeah.
And
it's
after
the rush
having
from getting the enzyme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And having experienced that, Tim is like, okay, yes, that's the addictive part. We're probably good normally. You know, because I don't want to be a wraith addict. So,
right.
We're good normally. We can't do this again because I don't want to be out of control and I don't want to be an addict. And Khan is like, that's cool. Like, also, it felt really weird doing that. Like Khan wasn't super comfortable with it either.
Look at these babies finding their limits and having conversations about things.
Yes. So after they have that conversation, I will get back to the, like, telepathic emotional, like, telepathic empathic, like, mental connection thing. Don't you worry.
Yes!
But after they have that conversation, which they have, like, Tim, like, calls Khan to his bedroom before he even goes to breakfast that day. He's like, we need to have this conversation, we need to have it now, because I need to put some limits down. Right?
Okay.
Because, and it's good that they had that beforehand, because after breakfast, a medic comes and, like, grabs Tim and takes him to the, like, a private medical room, and their medic is like, look, I know you were fed, like, I know you were eaten by a wraith and got it back. Like, we need to talk about who did this to you and why. Yes. And
maybe they make him, okay, so this is sort of another fanon thing, but Kate Heitmeyer is the city's shrink, and it's like a fanon thing that every time you get eaten, you have to go take a meeting with her, and it's like, oh, great, now I have to talk about my trauma again. So then, like, they're threatening him with, well, now you have to have therapy, and Tim's like, no, I will not talk about anything.
Right, and I feel like, whoever their medic is,
mm-hmm.
like, all but says they know that Confie, like, fed on him. And that they've been noticing some weird things about Tim's vitals over the past couple of checkups. Like, just things that have been getting a little bit weird. Like, nothing, like, super weird, but... And nothing that they would have really noted before this, but combined with this now Wraith thing and the fact that you've been making out with Khan in broom closets. Well, we all think you've been making out with Khan in broom closets. It's like, we need to talk about the Khan thing. And so I think at this point, Tim and Khan, you know... Because the medic is basically saying, you can't see him ever again. We need to, like, he's dangerous. And they, like, bring medic in on this whole thing. And
do they start treating Khan like an enemy combatant? Does he end up in the brig?
No, because it's only the medic that knows. They're one medic that knows, and... Tim brings in, like, all of his evidence because he's been self-monitoring, like, and you know he would have all of it, like, meticulously organized and whatever. It's like, look, it's not doing anything bad.
And this is my log. And the medic is like, why are you giving me a log of all the times you made out in the closet? And Tim's like, well, we weren't making out in the closet.
And so the medic is now the one person on the base that believes that they weren't actually making out in the closet. Except that the medic is like, well, the next time Khan feeds from you, I want to be there so I can okay this.
All right.
And after that time, the medic doesn't really believe that they haven't been making out in the closet because they see how Tim reacts to Khan.
Yes.
Feeding on him.
Yes. Sorry.
And, you know, like, Khan leaves, because they try to leave at different times, and Khan leaves, and the medic goes to Tim, like, really? Really you're not making out? Like, you know you can tell me, right? Like, that it would be good for you to tell me, because I am your medic, and I am keeping this massive secret for you? And Khan's like, we're not making out!
And the medic is like, well, don't ask, don't tell isn't even a thing anymore, and also you're a scientist, so it was never a thing for you anyway.
And he is an alien clone, so it's not like they could have, like, what, deported him? like, seriously. And Khan's like, or Tim's like, we're not making out! And the medic is like, Tim, I can see your boner. And Tim is like, oh, it just happens, okay? Like, can we not
it's an
talk?
Autonomic response. I'm sorry.
He goes into the science rant about boners.
The science of boners.
Yeah, and the medic like this, and you know that this is the exact rant that he gives himself every time he gets a boner. And the medic is like, "Yeah, you're just into this." Tim is like, "No, I'm not." So then they once again reach a holding pattern. Because, you know, now they have a medic that knows, and a medic who, you know, now does all of Tim's checkups and whatever, to keep an extra eye on this. But after, you know, after a couple of months of normal, like they get back to their normal pattern, like, there's nothing wrong with Tim. And he's also not showing any weird, like, heightened senses or anything because of it. Like, basically, he's totally normal.
Yeah. So he's not having the spikes of strength and then the lows that other Wraith enzyme addicts in the Pegasus Galaxy have had. Okay.
Exactly.
And then that's... Okay.
Exactly. Like, he's not reacting like an addict. You know, there's a time when Khan goes off world and is, you know, probably stuck in another cave. We have no idea. Anyway, for like 3 weeks, which is way longer than they normally go without feeding. And mm-hmm. Tim shows no signs of, like, other than being, you know, worried for his friend, which is totally normal.
Because they're friends now. They spend enough time in closets that they are, in fact, friends.
I know. And you can only, like, have somebody, you know, molest you in a cave so much without considering them a friend. But anyway, so, other than that, like, he's not exhibiting any physical signs of, like, addiction or anything. So we're good.
Okay. So he's cleared for away missions, and Khan is not quite so side-eyed by the medics.
Yeah. So, like, it's all good. It is all good, except that, okay, how do we want to address this? Do we want them to start having dreams? Because that is a favorite way of making things happen.
Oh, that's so...
Okay, because
or
we
is
have...
it like, okay, I have okay. a sudden urge for something. I have a sudden urge for pudding, and then there is Khan in the commissary.
Well, okay, so I think we have three options here for ways that their mental connections sort of... that they start to notice it happening, because it's been happening. Like they've sort of been more mentally aware. They can sort of finish each other's sentences. They know what each other is talking about without really doing that. Tim knows when Khan is upset. Khan knows when Tim is upset, which, what the fuck, no one ever knows when Tim is upset. He's way too stoic for that.
Oh god, Khan comes by the lab with snacks for Tim when his experiments are being difficult. When his simulations aren't running.
Exactly.
And Tim just thinks it's because Khan's being a good friend. Not exactly. Because Khan can feel it.
Ah! Well, but neither of them realizes that they can feel the other person or that this is any way abnormal. And nobody else realizes that it's in any way abnormal because they think they're totally married. You know? Like everybody else is there is like, these guys are the long-term couple that are forever the long-term couple, and they're gonna mac in closets all they want and, like, bring each other snacks and always, like, Khan always knows when Tim is upset and, like, whatever, right? They're that couple. They're still not together. But, so now we have three options for how Tim and Khan figure out that they are mentally linked. Option one is dreams. Mostly sexy dreams.
That is always a good one. And then you have the potential there for Tim being like, well, these are just my sexy dreams. These aren't Khan's sexy dreams.
Exactly. Exactly. But one of them mentioned something else that happened in a dream or whatever.
Okay.
Two, the one that you mentioned. So it just, like, all the little things build up until they finally realize, like Khan, like, maybe Khan gets, like, this super craving for pudding and finds Tim eating pudding. Or the other way around, and then it's just suddenly, like, maybe it's for, like, banana pudding, and Tim hates banana pudding. But he suddenly has the most massive craving for banana pudding, and then he gets to the commissary, and there's Khan eating banana pudding.
Ah, you and can't tell, like, but I'm actually clutching my face right now. I'm, like, actually holding my face. This is so good for me.
Or, number three, and I mean, we could combine all of them. We could have the sexy dreams happen, and Tim and Khan each just think it's their own sexy dreams, but maybe somebody mentioned something about, you know, like, balloons, and there had been balloons in the sexy dream, or in a not sexy dream that they've had together, and they're both like, what? And then the banana pudding thing happens, and they're both like, what? Like, that's weird, but they're not thinking about it. Tim documents it, but he documents it without, like,
thinking, like, of it as a related item. Tim is just anal like that. He documents everything.
Exactly. And then the third thing happens, which is the hurt comfort trope of somebody gets hurt.
And the other one can tell, even though he's not there?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, I'm thinking, so either, okay, two options for this. Either they're both on the same away mission, and somebody gets, like, Khan gets really hurt and Tim has to rush to his aid, and he somehow knows. Or Khan's on an away mission, and Tim is in the lab, and Khan, like, gets super, super, super injured. And Tim knows and goes to the gate room and is like, you have to let me go to this planet. You have to. And they're like, we haven't heard back from the people in, you know, longer than their time. But we're not, like...
But
like,
we're not at the point where we're sure that we need to send the rescue team in yet. They're overdue, exactly. But it could just because...
Right, and it's supposed to be a peaceful planet and that sort of thing.
Right.
And Tim is like, no, you have to let me go. And he's, like, not being rational about it. But it's only been a couple of days. So, like, the medics aren't, like, their medic friend is not like, oh, he's suddenly, you know.
What if their medic friend is Bart? Because they're the Three Musketeers. Goodness.
Yes, okay.
I can't believe it took me this long to realize, but their medic friend is Bart. Okay, yes.
Their medic friend is Bart. And Bart realizes that, like Bart doesn't think that this is Tim exhibiting any symptoms of addiction. Like, it doesn't look like that. But at the same time, he is insistent that, like, but Elizabeth won't let him go on an away team. Also because he has some delicate experiments back in his lab that he needs to get back to. Like, he has to get back to. And Tim is like, but Khan is dying. And everybody's like, what? How do you know that? I'm sure he's fine. And so Tim can't do anything because he has to get back to his lab and they won't let him go off planet. And just everything is awful. And eventually, you know, he's back in his lab, like, trying his hardest to concentrate on these experiments, which he can't do, and he's ruining everything and possibly blows something up by accident.
Oh, wait, question. Does Tim have the ATA gene, or does he have the gene therapy ATA gene? Does he have it naturally, or does he have the one that everybody gets when they get to Atlantis that's like a shot? Because if he has the gene naturally occurring, it's semi-canon, semi-fanon that the city will talk to you. The city will be like, need to go here and light up things for you.
I want to say he doesn't.
Okay, because most Tim of the other side.
Because here's the thing. Tim is the normal one, right?
Okay.
He is the one without any superpowers.
Okay.
He is that scientist that is a scientist there despite the fact that he doesn't have an ATA.
ATA. Ancient Technology Activation Gene. Because we name whatever. Things good.
It's an AT-AT Walker. No. no. Like, but for example, Bart totally has the gene naturally. And I feel like in the city, Khan, like, none of the city devices... Okay, the city knows Khan. So, nothing reacts to his...
Right.
So, like, he can do everything. So, like, when Tim is like, I need somebody to light something up for me, he's like, yo, Khan! Or yo, Bart! Yes, because
Khan was born in the city. He was born from the city's lab, so the city recognizes his Wraith DNA as part of his. But every other ancient device in the rest of the freaking Pegasus Galaxy thinks he's Wraith enough to freak out.
Yeah, but also ancient enough to work. Like, I have a feeling there are a couple of devices in the greater galaxy that just don't work for him. Like, they just don't even light up. Because they're so like, what the fuck is going on? Yes! That they don't blow anything up, but they also don't react. It's like when Tim touches it, Khan touches it, the same thing happens.
Yes.
It's either that, or it blows up in his face. Like, it does everything all at once. Like, Khan has just learned not to touch stuff in the greater universe.
Yes. Oh, that's so
funny. In any case, So Tim just, like, he has to do stuff in his lab because that is what he has been told to do, and he can't get to Khan right now, and he just has to trust that Khan...
But he has this super sense of urgency that he needs to be doing something else.
Because Khan is in danger. He knows Khan is dying. Somehow, some way, he knows Khan is dying. The same way that he knew he needed banana pudding that one day. And the same way that he has somehow, deep in his hindbrain, known that he and Khan have been sharing dreams. Like, it all just sort of smashes together right now in his brain as he is trying his fucking darndest to do these experiments, even though Khan is dying somewhere out there in the universe.
And he can't get to him. And he can't do anything to help because nobody believes him.
Exactly.
Or at least they don't believe him enough to give him the puddle jumper and let him go save the day himself. Because he's a scientist. What is he actually going to do when he gets there? Science at them? Well, yeah, Rodney McKay did that one time and he blew up 2/3 of a solar system, but still.
And I think Tim has actually scienced his way out of so many situations.
Oh, God. So Tim many. He totally, like, Mythbusters his way out of stuff. Oh.
So many times. Rodney McKay both hates him and thinks he's amazing.
Yes!
So in any case, through no input from Khan, from Tim at all, because Tim is in his lab trying his darndest not to, like, cry while doing stuff, which is a big thing for him, Khan comes back. Like, his team comes back and they're carrying him and he is bloody and dying and they get him to the infirmary and Bart is doing stuff and Tim is there. Like, he knows the moment Khan is back on base and just abandons everything to go be there. But he can't do anything again because he isn't a medic. He knows basic field medicine, but he doesn't know... medicine, what? Right? And he doesn't know anything about ancient genes or
right, and the fact that, like, Khan's a hybrid screws everything over altogether, and Bart's like, I'm doing my best here, but I can't do much here, because his biology is just so weird compared to everything else.
Exactly. And now we have two options. We can just...
Do, like, they I put kinda... him in a medically induced coma, and Tim thinks he's dead, and then it's traumatic?
No. That is going a step too far. Like, you know,
we're not drawing analogies to the time that Tim, Khan died in Tim's arms. We're not doing that.
Oh, okay. Knowing that that's canon, I didn't really want to go there, but we could, since it's making analogies to canon.
Nope, we're not doing that.
Also, because if they have a mental connection, he'll know that Khan's not dead. Like, if that's how we're going, like, he'll know that Khan is alive.
Okay.
So, I kind of just want Khan to stabilize on his own. Like, through nothing that Tim does, because he can't do anything at this point. Bart works some, like, miracles of medicine, and, like, Khan, you know, stabilizes and is unconscious. You know, but healing, like a positive unconscious.
Okay.
Like, he's sleeping.
But still incredibly frustrating for Tim, who, again, is not in control.
Exactly.
There's nothing he can do to control this situation.
Exactly. Okay. And a couple times in the midst of this, Tim is like, Bart, will it help if he feeds from me? Like, please, he can take whatever he needs. Like, I would be cool with it. And Bart is like, no, that is not going to help. Go away. You're in the way. You're also not scrubbed down. Please go away. Like, so nothing he can do will help. Though I think maybe he makes a couple of those offers, like, in front of other people. So people are like,
what do you mean?
But Tim is so, like, distraught at this point that they don't even try to question him. And then Khan is stable and he's sleeping. And Tim can tell that he's stable and sleeping, and now Tim has to deal with everything. He has to deal with the fact that he kind of outed Khan as needing to eat people. And outed himself as having been eaten, which puts himself in a position of suspect. And he has to deal with the fact that he and Khan are linked. Like, he has to deal with all of this, and obviously the outing Khan is the most important part that he has to deal with. Because I think
Tim is now compromised in the eyes of the rest of the expedition.
Because if we're gonna take this to its you know, most tropey conclusion.
Of course we are.
then, you know, he gets interviewed by everybody and they find out the fact that he has been letting a wraith feed on him for months. Possibly like a year or more at this point.
And he wants to be like, look, but nothing happened. Obviously, yeah, look, if Khan was going to eat me, he would have done it already.
And look, here are all of my notes and all of my everything, but they have him in a cell or like a holding area. So he can't get at any of his notes. And Bart is still in the infirmary with Khan. Like, and I think there were probably other people also injured, or maybe another away team has come in also super injured, possibly by Wraith at this point, to up the danger. And so Bart is super busy and can't, you know, of the things on Bart's mind right now, like Tim being held for, you know,
questioning is not even.
So Bart can't come and back him up and say, no, look, I've been monitoring the situation. And so Khan is in an isolation room anyway. Just, you know, in the infirmary. And a guard because, you know, he was in critical condition and now he's, you know, possibly kind of in a coma.
And he's kind of out of it, right? But
yeah,
they start putting extra security personnel.
Yep. On stuff, and then Tim gets basically locked in the brig or whatever because they're like, you're super compromised, and obviously, like, there's some sort of, you know, mental thing going on, and, you know,
how do we know that he didn't make you want to feed him in the first place?
Exactly, and all of that distrust and everything, And so now Khan is still unconscious, recovering, and Tim is sitting in a cell with nothing to do but think about the fact that he and Khan are linked.
Are fucked. Oh, that too.
And that they have, what?
I was going to say, are fucked.
Well, both, also that.
They're in a, yeah, it's looking like a no-win situation right now.
Yeah. And also the fact that he and Khan are linked and have been sharing sexy dreams for months.
Yes, Tim, that's the most important part. Not the get out of jail part.
You know that,
the fact,
like,
that Khan knows that you like to be held down.
Yes, exactly. Like, and I feel like that's what he ends up concentrating on because he can't do anything about the other. Like, not until Bart is cleared, not until Khan wakes up. Like, no one will believe him.
Aw, so Tim's just going through his head all of the things in his sexy dreams that now Khan knows about, like how he likes that leather bracelet Khan wears.
Exactly.
A little bit more than...
And all of these things that he did in the dreams and admitted in the dreams that, like, he would never have admitted to real Khan. And he's just, like, digging himself mentally into a different hole because he really doesn't want to be in reality, so he would much rather dwell on how fucked he is with Khan. And then, because I really hate the angsty portion, and I don't want to draw it out too long. I really don't. I want this to be like,
they're happy.
You know.
You want them to be happy.
Exactly. So, because here's the thing. Tim takes copious and meticulous notes about everything. And despite how scatterbrained Bart can seem sometimes, he is a really good medic. You know, and he's well trusted by everyone. So, once Bart has, you know, dealt with that, which has taken a while, and once he finally realizes why there are, like, 4 extra guards on Khan's door, and that he hasn't seen Tim hovering around asking him whether he can go in yet, Bart sort of starts to go, okay, let's figure out what's wrong here. And he goes and fixes it, because he's like, look, guys, here are the notes that Tim gave me when I found out. And they're like, what the fuck, you knew? And he's like, yes.
And here is my medical report to go along with it, and here is where I detail all the ways that it's not actually going wrong.
Exactly. And then they're like, okay. And I mean, it probably takes a while, but, you know, Bart gets it through their heads that, no, this is actually okay. What's going on is okay. And it's actually, if like, did you see them on that last away mission they had together? Like, they can pretty much read each other's minds. They were the most amazing team, right?
And it'll save us on reused radios that get broken in off-world missions.
Exactly. So
that doesn't actually sway Elizabeth any, but it was a nice try, Bart.
Yes. In any case, so Elizabeth lets Tim out, and, like, I think, so the people who knew what happened, like, who know that Khan feeds on Tim, and that Khan needs to feed it all, and know that they're sort of bonded or linked or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, they do look at Khan and Tim with some suspect. Yes. Like, with some suspicion, and they're not... Like they do kind of go... Like, there is distrust there from the people who know. But because Bart, you know, got on top of this and whatever, it doesn't go any further than that group of people.
So it's like... the Elizabeth, John, Rodney, Carson people. And maybe, like, the...
Sorry, I had to blow my
nose. Go for it. Bodily functions are a thing.
Oh.
Yeah, this whole thing goes down over the course of, like, 10 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they keep it very on lockdown, and it's just the most high-up people who are aware of it right now, and it hasn't leaked to general population yet that... Khan, who might have a couple Wraith DNA bits, actually has enough Wraith DNA to be a serious issue. Yeah. Everybody else is just like, oh, well, he's still just that clone boy.
Yeah, clone boy is kind of, yeah. So, like, that sort of upper cadre of people, and probably some of the medics, though I'm sure they would get talked down by Bart sooner rather than later, but it's those people that sort of look on Tim and Khan with distrust. It's okay. Them that are going to kind of go, before, you know, making, you know, like and second guess everything that they do. But the general populace are like, Tim and Khan are making out in, you know, closets.
In closets again.
Like that sort of thing, right? So that is smoothed over, but not in an entirely unrealistic, everybody is happy sort of way.
Well, because Tim and Khan still have to have the big reveal conversation.
Oh,
Tim has to be like, I knew you were hurt when I was light years away from you.
Well, because here's the thing. So Khan wakes up and he has missed all of this. Because he's been asleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Tim, because Bart is like, okay, you need to handle this. I am not handling this. I have done more than my fair share with getting you out of the brig. Okay? And Tim is like, fair. If I get you a whole bunch of banana pudding, will you do it? And Bart is like, no. I have to go deal with it, like... with a sucking chest wound. I would rather deal with that than with your guys' drama. Like, go do this yourself.
Aww.
So Tim goes in and Khan is awake. And Tim is like, well. And then there's some pithy romantic dialogue that I don't actually
know. I'm not good at dialogue. I'm good at headcanons. That's about
it. Yeah. So anyway, then they have that conversation where they're like, so, and Khan is like, yeah. And Tim is like, yeah. Anyway, so they have that conversation and the reveal.
And then Khan says something kind of jerky, kind of flirty about the letter bracelet. Please, let's throw the letter in there.
Okay, so I was thinking that, so Tim is trying to talk around the fact that the dreams are a thing. Like, he doesn't really want to admit that much yet. Like, he's talking about, like, the knowing that you were dead, and maybe a little bit about craving banana pudding, that sort of thing. Like he's trying to keep it there.
And maybe if I don't mention it, Khan won't bring it up either, and then we'll be spared the awkwardness that is my feeding boner.
And then there's a bit of a pause, and Khan thinks about it. He's like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, okay. Like, this is weird. And then he thinks about it a little more, and then he's like, wait. So on my own, I never dream about feeding on people. Ever. Like, I mean, I actually find it, like, kind of uncomfortable. Like, I don't know why I would ever dream about that.
This is not my sexy times.
Exactly. But I keep having these dreams where, like, oh, and if you want the leather bracelet in there, then where, so Khan feed, like, Wraith feed with their hands, right?
Yes, they do.
So Khan is feeding with one hand, and Tim has, like, the other
death
one.
Death grip on the arm.
I was thinking more biting down on the leather bracelet to
You're
keep
so
himself
good to
from
me.
Screaming.
You're so good to me. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, and I mean, it gets to the point, like the dreams are kind of to the point where Khan might be, like, fucking Tim and then feeding on him, and Tim has to bite down on the leather bracelet to keep himself from screaming.
And Khan is like, wow, this is not a dream I was ever expecting to have.
Like, I don't really, like, and then he wakes up and he's like, that objectively is not my sexy time. Like, I don't quite understand this. And so now in this conversation, he's like, so wait, all those dreams that I had about the feeding and the leather bracelet, and Tim is like, little anime blush there on his cheek. And, like, looking away and going, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And then Kana's like, that totally wasn't your PDA in your pocket every time I fed on you. You liar!
That's so... Oh, that's good.
And it ends with them actually making out in the closet. There's probably actually some sexy times with, like, because, like, now that they know that they're already kind of linked, I feel like there should be, you know, end scene would be sexy times with them in a closet, with them feeding, and Khan going, huh, I think I had a dream about this once.
Yes, and he, like, does, because he's just that kind of a little jerk.
And then, like, he starts feeding, and Tim is trying to, like, just go, like, there's no feelings, I don't know what you're talking about, there's no feelings, and then Khan jerks him off.
Yes. Yes, that's
good. And Tim is way too into it. And obviously reciprocates the favor afterwards.
Yeah, of course. And but then yes, it's just like...
And then, it's a little bit unresolved as to what the higher-ups are going to do, because he knows too much about Atlantis because they trusted him as an ally for them to really get rid of him. But at the same time, they can't quite trust him enough to give him the same free reign that he had before. So we have a little bit of unresolved tension there for the sequel.
Yes. 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 So how's that for a Tim Kahn SCAAU?
Yes, that was beautiful. Oh.
I took it in the places you wanted it to go.
You did. You totally did. And there's totally a one shot where they're on like a whatever and they're in the jumper and then Kahn makes something light up that Tim has never seen light up before. And that's good. Mm-hmm. Because the ancients are full of like, why the fuck would you make this thing? And also, why would you make it turn on when I touch it? So like, oh yeah, this is a music box. No, it's not. It's a vibrator, honey. And there's a lot of stuff like that in SGA. So...
Oh. Random vibrator.
And we don't know if it's working like that because it's broken, or because it's really old, or because Khan's gene just fucks with things, or because it actually is a random vibrator.
Exactly. Exactly. There we go. Done.
That was good.